This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated the Nand Kishore Somani Oncology Block at Ramakrishna Mission Seva Ashram Hospital in Vrindavan in Uttar Pradesh. The new oncology block is aimed at strengthening cancer care facilities in the region. The block is equipped with advanced radiotherapy and diagnostic facilities. President Murmu is on a three-day visit to Uttar Pradesh since yesterday. Earlier in the morning, the president visited Premanandji Maharaj Ashram. She also visited the Samadhi of Nibkarodi Baba in Vrindavan and paid floral tributes. In the evening, President Murmu will visit Vatsalya Gram, a welfare organization which works for the care of the elderly, women and children. In West Bengal, after the scrutiny of voters whose names were under adjudication in the SIR, Special Intensive Revision process, the first supplementary list of disputed voters may be published today. The final electoral roll, which was released on the 28th of February after intensive revision, had more than 60 lakh names pending in the adjudication list. Ahead of the release of the supplementary list, Chief Justice of Calcutta High Court, Sujay Pal, convened an emergency meeting yesterday to ensure law and order and to safeguard judges and judicial officers involved in the SIR process. Chief Secretary Dushyant Nariyal also met with Chief Electoral Officer Manoj Agarwal and Special Observer Subrata Gupta. In a major breakthrough, 11 senior Maoists have surrendered before police and CRPF in Gadchiroli district of Maharashtra. This group includes Maoists holding key positions such as divisional committee members, area committee secretaries, commanders and area committee members. The surrendered Maoists were carrying a collective bounty of 68 lakh rupees. Israel launched airstrikes in Tehran today as Iranians marked Nowruz, the Persian New Year, amid an escalating war. Explosions were reported around the capital a day after Israel signaled it would avoid striking a major Iranian gas field. Iran, meanwhile, stepped up attacks on energy targets across the Gulf. Blasts were also heard in Dubai early today as air defenses intercepted incoming fire during Eid al-Fitr prayers. Iran continued firing missiles at Israel with sirens sounding from Haifa to the Galilee and near the Lebanon border. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared his reflections on the profound spiritual atmosphere of Navratri, highlighting how the devotion to Ma Ambe fills the mind with immense peace and energy. In a social media post, Mr. Modi shared a devotional hymn dedicated to Ma Ambe. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has paid tribute to Rani Avantibai Lodhi on her birth anniversary, describing her life as a unique example of courage, sacrifice and patriotism. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, during 1857, Rani Avantibai Lodhi stood firm against British rule and chose martyrdom over surrender. He noted that her sacrifice is an immortal message of dedication and self-respect towards the nation. The Indian Meteorological Department forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. IMD has predicted heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. The weather agency further predicted thunderstorms accompanied by hailstorm over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh. The Met Department has also forecast thunderstorm accompanied by lightning over coastal Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe and the northeastern part of the country. IndiGo has issued a travel advisory for passengers in view of expected rainfall and thunderstorms over Delhi. In a social media post, the airline said flight operations may be affected and passengers could experience delays along with slower traffic to and from the airport. It has advised travellers to check their flight status before leaving for the airport and to keep extra time in hand for their journey. Benchmark domestic equity indices rebounded today, trading over 1% higher in forenoon session. The Sensex surged 853 points to 75,061, while the Nifty advanced by 280 points to 23,283 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, PSU Bank, metal and power stocks were gaining the most. And with that, we end this news bulletin.